This is a CKTZ News Update. A weekly tech support session on rural Cortez Island was launched by Cleo Forsyth Morissette this spring, and business has been brisk. Most people seeking her help range between 50 and 70 years old. She's discovered that rather than software or hardware issues, most clients come needing emotional support when it comes to learning about new technology and how to properly navigate and operate their devices. Morissette discusses how the inspiration and support to provide the service came about, along with what she's learned about the folks looking for her help and the best way to address their needs.
I call it TechSpert, and I offer this tech support, really anything related to technology, and it can be a big or small problem, anything to do with emails or computer issues, online issues, printer issues, an endless list of issues, and it's always something new, including phones and tablets and Apple, Android, whatever it is.
Yeah, and you've been offering this once a week free tech support for a couple of hours. When exactly did you launch that?
Yeah, that was an idea I had for the last year, but actually Amanda from FullQ is the one who came into contact with me and said, I want to make this idea happen. What do you think? And I said, I had the same dream. Like, I also want to do this. So she was able to find funding through FullQ, the Dakota Literacy Foundation, in order to pay my hourly wage for the 2 hours so that I can offer it for free to the community, to anybody who wants to show up, get some 15 half hour free tech support.
And when did that begin, roughly?
Yeah, so that started, I guess, in the beginning of the spring. Yeah, so it's pretty recent.
And how's it been going?
It's been going pretty great. I expected there to be enough people that would fill the time, and that's what happens. I get about 4, 5, sometimes 6 people per, and so far everyone I've been able to see. Sometimes people show up all at the same time, they have to manage coming back 15 minutes later or waiting. You're welcome to wait there, but generally speaking it works really well, and it's been happening at the radio station, so there's lots of room to sit around and wait or learn from someone else's issues.
And what about the demographics? Are you seeing any patterns or themes with the sort of the age or whatever, the types of people that are seeking your help?
Yeah, I don't like to guess on people's age too much, but if I had to, I would say it's people between age 50 and 70 that show up, not too many people in like the 20-30 range.
So mostly older folks. And is there any theme to the type of issues they're having? Are there like any patterns to the sorts of questions they have or the nature of the issues they're having with their tech?
There's not really a common thread. I guess if I had to say the common thread, what's called a user issue. So it's an issue that the person doesn't understand how to use the technology, as opposed to the technology failing.
So you must find yourself in more of almost like a teaching role rather than a fixing role.
Yes. Yeah. Generally, that's what I've found in my support, is it's often more emotional rather than actually like fixing that much the technology part. It's been fun to actually be there for a person. It's been really rewarding because you can tell usually when I come into a situation, there's a lot of fear and stress, sometimes even anger.
I can certainly relate to that, because just that feeling of anxiety when I don't understand something, and I get so anxious and hot and bothered, and then I get mad. And it's like, how come this doesn't make sense to me? But I guess, so, like you say, there's a real emotional component often.
Yeah, it's huge. The emotional is big, because if you're teaching someone, you can't be teaching them either when you're in that heightened state of emotion. So it's about talking a person down, making it fun and simple, and trying to find the language that relates to that person. Use that person's language.
There's nothing wrong with them and that they're okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's why often in my promo I say, it's not that scary, or it's gonna be okay. Because it's true. If you have someone who has patience and is interested in teaching about technology, it's a different experience than what often happens when people ask for help from their family or their friends. Maybe they receive help. The person doesn't actually really have that patience in that moment.
Now, you've been offering this since the spring, and the location had been once a week at the Cortez Island radio station, but you're changing that for the month of June. What's the news on that front?
Yeah, so the idea is trying to make it as available to everyone on the island as possible. Manson's has a lot of people here, but it's not the only community on the, and so we'd like to bring it around to other communities as well, just to make it more convenient for people to show up. Folk U has now passed along to the supporting role to CKTZ. So it's now being financially supported by CKTZ. And I believe that's going to keep going for as long as the island has need. But yeah, that's the idea, just trying to be closer to lots of different people on the island. So right now we're in Squirrel Cove. We'll probably keep going to Whale Town and then just rotate through all the communities on the island.
And so it's happening at the Clahoose First Nation multi-purpose building, I understand. What time and days of the week is that occurring?
Yeah, so I'm trying to stick as much as possible to the same day and time roughly, but 2:30 to 4:30 on Wednesdays is what we're doing at the Clahoose multi-purpose. And it's a big space, so lots of space for people to come. I know that they have coffee bar. It's a beautiful place to hang out, so definitely come and check it out, if only just to see what's going on these tech support days. And you could just come and listen too, just learn a few things.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.